I have something in there.
No.
What's next?
Something you don't eat, but it helps you to be able to eat. Okay. You ready? I'm going to tell you something. You're getting lots of guesses there. Let's do this here. I have a photo that I'm going to show to you very soon here. But I'll have his eat first, then I'll show it to you. And this is something I learned. I lived down in Iowa years ago, and my children were little, like you guys. And what did you say? We're in Iowa. I was in Spencer, but you know what? I learned something. I did some dishes. I've done some dishes in my time, except for when I was growing up. My mom did them. She didn't let me do them. There must have been a good reason for that. But look at this. We had a dishwasher.
Dishwasher.
Yep. You do is use this kind of stuff in the dishwasher, and then this kind of stuff you use in the sink. You use the liquid in the sink, and use the powder in the dishwasher. You know why? Because if you use this in the dishwasher, it's a bad thing. Because you will make a huge mess. There'll be suds coming out every possible little hole in that dishwasher.
What's that?
Suds, bubble suds, bubbles. Bubbles are fun, except when they come out of the dishwasher.
Why?
Not good.
That could flood the house.
I did that. I made a big mess in our kitchen. Didn't flood the entire house, but I tell you what, it was a big mess. And so, here's what you do. You use this in the dishwasher and this in the sink. If you do it the other way around, this is what happens. This is a photo of somebody who goofed. They've got suds that came out of the dishwasher. See that? I'm sorry, I don't have it bigger. See that? This is one small example. I saw one photo that had the suds coming out of the house. And I think that was exaggerated. But this can ruin your dishwasher too, because it gets soap in places where it shouldn't be. So anyway, you can do dishes. That's great. Have a seat here.
What happens if you pour this in the sink?
Well, if you use some of this, it's not going to make suds. It just makes it really slippery, you know. And you can use some of that. That's okay. It works. You notice you don't use this in the dish in the clothes washer either. That would make a very, very big mess. So don't do that. Don't just believe me. You gotta trust me on that, right?
Yeah.
Trust me. You know.
Was that you who did that?
I did not do that. This was not mine, but mine would look much like that.
But much bigger.
Yeah. So.
Did you pour a lot in there?
I did. I filled up the whole cup. It was like a cup's worth. It was a big mess. We ran out of the other stuff. So I said, hey, let's use this. You know. And you gotta use things correctly. You have to use them in the right way. Because if you don't, you can ruin things and make a big mess. Okay, I'll shut that down there. There we go. Okay. See this?
Yeah.
Some people let it sit on the shelf. Here, have a seat. Sorry, buddy. Some people let it sit on the shelf, and it gathers what? What do you think lands on it? Dust. You could go like this. You could go, and then poof, big cloud of dust. That is not a proper way to use the Bible. It's bad. Not a good way to use the Bible. How should you use the Bible? You should keep it from getting dusty and open the Bible to read it. Now, maybe some of you can't read yet, but your parents can and your siblings can, and you could read it together. A proper use of the Bible is to read it and to listen to it. Say that, what if nobody can read? Your parents can.
What if none of our siblings can read it?
Can you read?
No.
But you will one day.
Books.
You can even listen to it on a phone. It can be a recording of the Bible.
Yeah.
But what you do is you ask your mom and dad to read it to you. Say, read me a good story. Read me something really good from the Bible. Something true and helpful. Okay? So anyway, this is the proper use of the Bible, is to open it and use it. I'm going to read you a Bible verse from, this is from 2 Timothy 3:16. And I like this Bible verse. It talks about how you should use the Bible. Is everybody ready? And I'm almost still looking for it. Where is it, 2 Timothy? Anybody know?
No. Check on the 100. page.
Let's check on page 843. Here it is. 2 Timothy 3:16 reads this. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. So it's useful for teaching, rebuking, that's like correcting and training in righteousness. It's for warning too. So I tell you what, the Bible is really, really good. You find out about who God is in here. You find out who you are. So proper use of the Bible is not getting the dust off of it. Keeping the dust off is the way to use it and open it and to read it. Have people read it to you. Just remember, this goes in the dishwasher and this goes in the sink. And this is to be opened and to be put into our head and our heart. That's what the Word of God is. God bless you. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for teaching us how to properly use your Bible, the Word of God. Have it sink into our minds and our hearts and our lives and bear good fruit. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for coming up.